The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back. It is an understatement to say that I am absolutely delighted to be joined in studio by TV star, creative genius and million-selling author Richard Osman. This morning, The Man Who Died Twice, the Thursday Murder Club Book 2 by Richard is published by Viking. It's available in shops and online now. And Richard, you're very welcome.
Ian, hi. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Oh, it's lovely to see you. It's lovely to be in Dublin. What a treat.
You like it here. You've had a bit of socialising and that. So.
What's not to like? Listen, I'm sure if I talk to Dubliners, they'll tell me a lot of things that are not to like. But as a visitor, what's not to like?
Yeah. Well, we've covered up some of those areas.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously, we're here to talk about your new book. And the last one was a massive runaway success. But hopefully we can chat about formats,
absolutely,
ideas, creativity, how you motivate yourself, and all that.
Sounds a bit
as well.
Like you're going to pitch something to me, Ian. Yeah, come on, let's.
Well, actually, I might actually pitch something to you at the very end of this.
Excellent.
But I might try it out on you. Because I've heard you say that it's important that the people who are behind it actually pitch it themselves.
Yeah, you've got to pitch quizzes yourself. You've got to play them. Absolutely.
So listen, tell us, The Man Who Died Twice, it's already become one of the fastest selling novels since records began. There was the first one, the Thursday Murder Club, inspired by you going to visit your mother, was that right?
Yeah, my mum lives in a retirement community near Brighton, so south of England, and everyone there is over 70. They've all done sort of fairly extraordinary things in their life. You know, they're living in one community which is sort of full of politics and gossip and mischief and fun, and
they're trying to occupy themselves.
I mean, they really occupy themselves. I'll say that. You know, there's plenty of drinking going on. It's the perfect setting for a novel. And yeah, the central idea is four people in their 70s who get together to solve old unsolved crimes, and then a real murder happens on their doorstep.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was the Thursday Murder Club. Yeah. And the second book, essentially, same group of people, everyone who survives the first book.
More, there's more involved. Like, are we getting down to kind of FBI and espionage and that kind of
worse stuff happens? Like, see, I love, you know, let's say they're all in their 70s, but I don't like to be patronizing. I like to throw things at them. So in the first book, all sorts of stuff. And then the second book, I really start to throw things at them. Yeah, there's MI6, there's the mafia.
Yeah, see what you can do with this.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, I can't tell you if they rise to the challenge because, the spoiler alert, but
yes,
surely they do.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, seeing as there's probably a third one in you've already started.
Yeah, started the third one, yeah.
And is there going to be a fourth as well? Is that the plan?
Yeah, definitely a third and fourth. Then we'll see where we are. But yeah, I've got a, I hope the slightly wavering voice of an author who's about 10,000 words behind where he should be as we speak.
Because, I mean, like the Guardian said, the Thursday Murder Club is set to run and run.
So yes.
That's more than four.
But again, that's the format thing. You know, we talked about quiz formats and stuff like that. You know, the one thing you have to think about with a format is, can this run forever?
Yeah.
That's the idea. You kind of look at a little mechanic.
When
and
is
just
a
go,
good time to stop it?
You know, just
is
prime
it? Type
yeah.
of thing. Yeah.
And with this, as soon as I had the idea of these four detectives, that TV producer bit at the back of my brain just went, oh, this has really got legs. This feels like a group of people that could do a lot of things and people like to spend time with.
And of course, with Steven Spielberg opting, is that optioning? Is that the
yes,
word?
Yes, I think it is. Yeah, yeah.
So he's now kind of said that I would like to look at making a movie out of this.
Yes, so they're doing the script at the moment. They're hoping to film in the spring,
I think.
So
that is happening.
Seems. I mean, listen, movies, Ian, who knows? They're saying it's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone on the street always, you know, wants to cast the film. As soon as you read it, the brain immediately casts it. People shout Dame Helen Mirren at me in the street,
right?
Which makes the change from pointless, at least. But it's everybody has got very involved in this film.
And you didn't tell anybody about it. Is that right? I'm sure you've answered these questions so many times, but you didn't. You just got down and started working on it.
The first one, I thought, I've always been a writer and I've always wanted to write a novel. And anyone at home who's done it, it's really difficult, you know, and not just difficult, but really time consuming.
And you have to be disciplined as
well.
Put
your heart into it and be disciplined, and so, you know, I'd had this idea and I'd started writing it. And yet I thought, I'm not going to tell anybody. Firstly, your friends don't want to read bits of your novel. Right. You know, they really, really don't. And also, I had that worry that if you're someone from TV and I said to a publisher or something, oh, I'm writing a novel, they'll say, oh, just show me the first chapter. And then they'll say, oh, yeah, of course we'll publish it because we can sell a few copies because you're from the telly.
Yeah.
So I thought, forget all of that, sit down, you know, work incredibly hard, be disciplined, as you say. It took about 2.5 years. And I treated it like in the same way that if you were going to do, you know, a marathon, you just think the finishing yeah. is the thing. That's okay. that's the only point. And I just thought, well, if I've done it, then the worst that can happen is I'm proud of myself for having done it.
Mm.
Finished it, showed it to one person who's an agent I met a long time ago. And I just said to her, look, you have to tell me, is this
be honest,
like
be
an
honest,
actual book? Yeah,
Hurt me.
I mean, but really, honestly, I was very, a quick no yeah. is one of the best things you can have in television. But she said, you know what, this is, if this came in unsolicited, I would want to publish it. And, you know, within a week it was out at the publishers. Within a week, you know, it was Germany Amazing, bought yeah. it and other countries have bought it. And then I thought,
okay,
it's real.
Overnight success after all those years.
That took a while, didn't it? That was a long night.
Yeah. So listen, apart from the books, which are a great success, and the new one is out there now for everybody to get, The Man Who Died Twice. You would have to have read the first one, though, to get this.
You don't have to. Plenty of people seem to have read the second one, which is interesting. So you can do. I would recommend reading the first one. But you really don't have to.
So what's the best quiz format, do you think? You know, like I would think immediately, even though you didn't invent it, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is kind of a perfect format.
It's pretty,
it? You know?
It's interesting because we would call that a money ladder quiz.
Right.
And it was, and the great thing about that was they worked out a way of giving away £1 million.
Yeah.
Which is the phone lines. So that was
without
sort of,
having to actually give it away. Really.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, lots of people have done money ladder quizzes, and the cleverest thing about Millionaire is how you fund the prizes.
Mm.
I honestly think the best game show, the cleverest game show, I always think as a producer, what would be not easy to produce, but a show that sort of produces itself, and Family Fortunes.
Right,
for me is
that
because it's got this great mechanic at the heart of it, where you just say, we named, you know, five things you might find in a bathroom. Everybody at home, you can be five, you can be 95, you're going to shout an answer at the screen. Someone's going to say an answer on the telly, you're going to disagree with them. You know, it's got a nice, neat little format. But that sort of thing where you think the content of that program is sort of quite easy to generate, fun to generate, and everybody at home is shouting out an answer. And that, to me, is what I love about quizzes and stuff.
Shoutability, they say
on
radio.
Exactly. Play along ability.
And, of course, Pointless is a pretty good format as well, which you kind of accidentally fell into because you wanted your, as a producer, you wanted to test something out. And then they said, would you not do it yourself?
That's it. We tried to set it to the BBC. Yeah. And, you never just pitch, you never say, these are the rules. You play it. And, and I played me, and they said, we want someone like you. Yeah. And I was really like
Where would we find anybody like me?
Exactly. So,
were you reluctant, or were you happy
That's a very good question, because certainly I hadn't ever thought about it and wasn't interested in it. Yeah. So in my head, I would say to you, my answer would be, yeah, of course I was reluctant. But I remember being asked and immediately going, yeah, I definitely. There's something, I think I was just turning 40.
Yeah.
And you know, at certain parts of your life, you just think, I wonder if there's anything like a new challenge ahead.
Yeah.
And suddenly someone presented this thing, and my brain obviously just went, this feels right for you.
And you are loved, aren't you?
I mean, listen, let's not go that far. I am. People don't mind me being on TV, and that's all you can ask.
Yeah. You've got a very cool brother as well, Matt, and he's in a band called Suede, which we all know. And we're actually going to play a little bit of Suede. I've just got clearance from the powers that be in Today FM, you know. So we're going to do that. But before that, I just want to do my quick pitch with you.
Oh, brilliant.
If you don't mind, okay. So this is a game that we do. We do it every morning. It's very popular, particularly with kids. It's you were talking about shoutability. There's shoutability involved in it. So our one is called Waffle.
Okay. Gotcha, yeah.
And what we do is we give you a topic and you've got 30 seconds to waffle about that topic.
Yeah.
Every time you say one of the key words I've got written down here, I've got five of them.
Yeah.
Only five.
Yeah.
So if you get all five of them, you win €1,000.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, right. So here's the ding. Here's the little ding. Okay. That's used in a lot.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so it starts off with the music, the tension music starts, and we move up, and then I reveal it.
Am I going to play?
You're going to play.
Oh, my God, great.
You're going to play right now.
Come on,
okay.
Let's have it.
So I'm going to give you a topic.
I'm so delighted I'm going to play.
Today's waffle topic is
Fulham FC.
Do I start now?
Yeah, go. Yeah, quick.
Fulham Football Club play at Craven Cottage. Roy Hodgson used to be the manager. Clint Dempsey played for us. We were in the final of the Europa Cup. We are in West London. We're by the Thames. I sit in the Riverside stand. Our chairman is Shahid Khan. We had a statue of Michael Jackson by the Riverside. We play in black and white. We are in the Championship. We're endlessly getting relegated. Very, very rarely promoted.
I'm so sorry. Your time is up there. You got the Championship and you got Craven Cottage.
Okay.
The ones you left out were, and you tell me if these are legit.
Okay.
Marco Silva.
Yes, our manager, current manager.
Billy the Badger.
Oh, the mascot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good one.
And Alexander Mitrovic.
Yeah, Mitrovic. He's our top striker. Oh, I should have just gone through the team sheet, shouldn't I?
Well, that's what people do sometimes. Because, for example, somebody won recently on herbs, and they just went. Coriander, and they got it right. But we've had a few winners, but it's a difficult enough challenge.
That's good.
So, what do you think?
Honestly, it's the format of the pyramid game, which is a huge hit in the States, and has been for many years. But it's they don't call it waffle.
No, okay.
It's a good name.
It's a good name, isn't
and
it? Sponsorship
really,
potential as
really
well.
Really good fun to play. That is a proper quiz.
Very good. Richard, listen, it's lovely to meet you.
And
let's have a bit of suede as we go. Your brother's written a book as well called The Ruins. He's done okay, isn't he?
He's just sold his second book in a big deal. It's really good. Really good.
Excellent. So Richard Osman's book is called The Man Who Died Twice. That's the follow-up to the Thursday Murder Club. Buy them. Is there a buy one, get one free offer
There's loads of signed copies in Dublin. I spent last week signing
of
copies. So, you can up and down, go online or just wander into your shop and there's loads of signed copies.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Ian. Absolute pleasure to meet you.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. Today.